You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on the first day of November, just 21 days until the Farm Assets Conference. Time now to get your ticket, farmassetsconference.com, willag.org. Tickets are just $30 for the day-long event in Normal, Illinois, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Buy your tickets right now. On the line with us to take a look at what's been happening with the weather forecast, not only here, but across the planet, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's start here in the Midwest. What a warm summer day it is in my part of the world.
Well, I tell you, from the Rockies east through the Midwest, Great Lakes, all the way to the East Coast, it has been, especially over the last 3 weeks, much warmer than normal. It's going to end up being a very warm October for most of the nation. Only the Pacific Northwest, the far northern Rockies, and the far central and northern areas of California have seen cooler than normal conditions in October, and also pretty darn dry as well. And it appears as though, at least for the start of November, the pattern is going to hold for a little bit longer. So we are not anticipating any colder, significantly wet weather, at least on a widespread basis, for a bit longer.
Okay, so this is unusual, but farmers right now would be rooting for much cooler weather. They'd like the soil temperatures to drop below 50 degrees so they can get some fall anhydrous applied safely. Do we see a time in the near future when this might begin to happen?
Well, we will start to see some cooler weather come here at the end of the week and over the weekend, but what is lacking is a buildup of cold air, at least in the central and western Canada, the type of cold air that can really drop our temperatures like we can see in November. By Friday in the weekend, most of the Corn Belt will cool off only to warm up again. We are probably not looking until after the, let's say, the 10th to the 15th, somewhere in that time frame of the month. I do see it colder. I do see it getting wetter. And after that, I think the second half of November, right into December, will be much colder, much more winter-like. So it's probably another 10 days or so before we're going to start to see any significant cooling.
Okay, so in that second half, and I know it's a long ways out, but I want to explore this just a bit more because it will make a difference. Colder is fine, but precipitation at that point, unless they need a little to get things to open up in the soils, would not be the best. So are we talking about colder temperatures and normal kinds of conditions?
Well, it is nearly impossible to go from warm to cold without some precipitation. You're going to get some. So there is going to be some precipitation ahead of the colder weather before it comes in, and then cooler, drier air will settle in behind it. So with the colder temperatures, there's going to be some rain. Now, will it be a lot? Too early to say, but you can't go this time of year warm to cold without expecting to get a little wet.
All right, so the cold, a little precipitation, actually probably pretty welcome. Soils have gotten pretty dry. Thanks so much. We appreciate all the work you do for us each and every week.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do visit our website, willag.org, or farmassetsconference.com. Pick up your tickets today. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.